This podcast. No, you're good. This podcast. This podcast
is brought to you by
Empowered by
Sunday Cool. Watch this.
Well, well, well. The Sunday Cool Slammer's back in the building. And I know there's a lot of you that have been wondering, watching, listening, thinking, Sunday Cool Slammer, where have you been? Well, let me be honest. I've been traveling the world, you see, stepping foot in all 438 of countries on God's green earth. And to be honest, I've had a great time learning about cultures and whatnot. But I've got to tell you something. Because I've traveled from California to Cancun, from New York City to New Brunswick, and there's one thing that's very clear. The people of this world, all humanity herself, are being forced to wear greasy, scratchy, uncomfortable t-shirts. And I'm here to put an end to it. You see, I'm issuing a challenge to every man, woman, and child out there who thinks wearing uncomfortable t-shirts is a good idea. I'm challenging you to a one-on-one steel cage match at SummerSlam. If you choose to accept this challenge, be prepared for three things. Number one, be ready. Because when you come in contact with this super soft gear, not only will you feel at first like you're being cradled in a warm cloud of cotton candy, before you know it, you're gonna be knocked out and overcome with comfortability. Number two, when the shock is faded and you're standing there wondering where your mama is, guess what? This size 8.5 boot is gonna come across your chin so fast you're gonna wonder no longer why Sunday Cool offers a 72-hour turnaround. Number three, when you're laying there dazed and confused on the mat, looking up to your Lord asking, save me, bam, you're gonna get hit with the fact that guess what? We do everything fully custom. Just like a 1-2-3 jab, we're gonna make you stand out from all the rest, turning your design dreams into a beautiful reality. Now I wanna finish with this. I don't care if you're the king of Kentucky. I don't care if you're the prince of Pompeii. If you choose not to go to SundayCool.com and order your t-shirts right now, then get ready to face the wrath of Sunday Cool Slammer laying the hammer down.
Was that good? You like that? All right.
This is like, I think, fifth pod I've been on.
It's got to be more than five.
It might be. Five or six.
Welcome to the Five Timers Club.
Do you know you're our third, one of your the last time you were on is our third most popular podcast on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, behind Sam Tripoli and Hardy.
That's it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're in the category. It goes Sam Tripoli, Hardy, Corey.
Hey, let's get it out of the way, people.
Woo!
People that are like, oh, where's Lily?
Oh, I had one birthday wish.
By the way, happy birthday.
What? I had one birthday wish.
What was it?
It was to have Corey on and
We were riddled, not Andy.
Riddled
with the flu. Today is technically my second day back. Andrew's first day back. Now my daughter has it. Actually, I think both my daughters have it. It's the worst flu.
The government's trying to take us out.
Truly the worst flu.
Kept going up and down, right? You'd get rid of it, then it would spike again?
For sure, a solid 4 to 5 days of straight fever.
That sounds like a blast.
Fever!
Fever! Yeah. What was your highest fever? Highest fever. Who wins?
102.6. Mine was 158.
Dude! Dude. Crushing.
No, I think it was like 102.4. but I guess a lot of people, the whole nation is riddled with this same flu.
Yeah. And we've been unscathed, correct?
Oh, no. I feel great.
Yeah.
That's great.
100%, baby. 110 if it's possible.
I saw it was a town in Texas, and this town has 3,000 kids in it, right?
Yeah.
And whenever this, it was 2 days ago, over 600 kids called out of school.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know percentages, but that seems like a lot.
Almost a third.
That's awesome.
Kind of. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's closer to a third than not.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome,
31.
Corey.
Thank you. 31.
Corey, about, thank you so much for being here.
You want a song?
Yeah, I do.
It's only right. It would be only right to have a song.
Yeah. You know what we didn't prepare for?
What? What?
The one thing after the song.
Oh!
I forgot to look
then
up.
We're gonna, then we will cross that bridge.
Yeah, we will.
We will figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so out of it, I didn't even know what you were talking about.
I think I still have a fever.
Yeah, probably. It's contagious, right?
Yeah.
I was making a joke like, oh.
Did you say you wanted a song?
Yeah, he said he wanted a song.
Yes, I do want a song.
Why is your face melting?
What?
Is this a fever?
Why is that hat? Who's that hat man?
Who's that hat man standing behind you?
Melania, what are you doing here?
All right. We'll just come up with something real quick.
Oh, that hurt my throat, actually.
It's crashing down in a farm town, hiding from the CIA.
It's building a barn out in the yard with scraps from my old escape.
It's a way of life, it's dodging lights, it's flying where the sun goes down.
It's three big eyes and a beer can size headed down that old dirt road.
Country UFO in the trailer parks where I call home. Alien as it gets. If a ship breaks down, I just fix it. Tractor beams at night, probing cows just right. The only way I know
is the stars and the trees and the conspiracies. And it's deep down in my soul, it's a country UFO. Oh, it's a country UFO. Oh,
it's picking fights with big satellites, trying to keep my cover clean.
It's tinfoil hats, government rats snooping where they shouldn't be.
It's a way of life, it's keeping it tight on the truth that folks don't know.
It's a neon glow in the hills below and a tractor I borrowed from Joe.
It's country UFO in the trailer parks where I call home. Alien as it gets, if my ship breaks down, I just fix it. Tractor beams at night, probing cows just right. The only way I know,
it's the stars and the trees and conspiracies. And it's deep down in my soul, it's a country UFO. Oh, it's a country UFO. Oh, it's a country UFO.
Dude, I saw some podcast doing it was a Donald Trump impression, but in German. It was incredible.
Like that.
Well, yeah, it's like Rocket to Shamutush. Like I can't even do it. This guy killed it.
Nine. That's funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. Oh man.
Wait for
you killed it, Andrew. That was phenomenal.
That was very
good. That was flawless almost. I got jumbled up in a couple parts, I feel like, but
jumbled up, man.
By the way, we're
parts.
Saying if my ship breaks down, I just fix it. I know we're gonna be hearing some comments. What are they? Hold on.
Did they just cuss?
I thought this was a clean show.
I thought my kids could listen to this.
Oh. Well, they can't.
They can't.
Just kidding. They can't.
Diver. Yeah, they can. Of course.
Ship.
I know. I found out.
That sounded like I cussed. Ship with a P.
P.
That was like the thing in fifth grade. Like, I didn't say it.
Oh, yeah.
I got in trouble because I did the...
I didn't say it. I said ship.
I did the other finger. Like, I did the pinky finger at my, like, brother or sister. Like, when they had, like, my mom had her back turned. I was just like...
Oh, yeah.
And then my sister was like, he did it. He did the finger. And I got in trouble for it. I was like, I did it. I swear I was the pinky.
Oh,
I
man.
Promise. Oh, I'm glad we got that song out of the way.
Check 1, 2.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
action.
I could tell that was a fake laugh. Because it's like, I was just wanting to cut into a laughter track. Everyone laughs so we listen, so it seems seamless.
Oh, that was fun. We're having fun.
Good time.
Do you know, but what's not fun?
Oh,
what's
no.
not fun?
Is a question that we have today. And we really, it seems like it always turns into a gaslighting session. We don't try to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think we should just.
We're honestly literally just answering questions that people are sending us. And we feel an obligation to answer these questions because we have a platform.
Yeah.
Not everyone does. And so people are saying, answer these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be controversial, but it seems the way they answered.
So instead of instead of just asking,
okay,
we're just gonna just call Lil and just see what she has to say because she's at home with the girls right now. So.
Yeah, because she's a part of the show. She has to.
So let me just give her a call real quick. Hopefully she answers. If not, then this is.
Oh, come on, Lil. Come on, please answer.
Hey, just real quick, I got a question.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I got a quick question real quick.
Okay.
Should victims stop complaining?
Oh boy.
Lil, are you there?
Why are you calling me with
No. It has nothing to do with anything. I'm just like, I just popped in my head. Should victims stop complaining?
You're answering for Corey.
Let Corey be your
I'm just curious about what you think.
You're answering for him.
Should victims stop complaining?
Speak for Corey.
What'd you say?
No.
Whoa! Okay, see you, Lil. Bye. Love you.
Oh my goodness. Should victims stop complaining?
This is
insane. Are you
what kind of victims are we even?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, right, Josh?
Yeah, you tell me.
I mean, Corey,
the victims.
The writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the wall.
Obviously, we're talking about the victim of someone that got hurt from a explosion, but that explosion that they made was actually a terrorist making a bomb.
Yeah, and it was probably made by a company that should have let them know that it was a dangerous situation to be around.
Yeah.
And so now this person's complaining about it, and the people are saying, stop.
Yes.
It was unjust.
It was unjust, and it's really unfortunate that the phone disconnected and Lily couldn't defend herself in this whole thing.
Maybe
just a big misunderstanding, but regardless, I guess you guys heard it here first. Even though Lily's not here, she thinks that terrorists are okay by building bombs.
And people shouldn't complain about it if they do.
Welcome to the show!
Oh!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has to empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
Hey, we did it!
Yeah,
we did it!
Oh my goodness!
What? You miracles melting. Are possible.
He was melting during that.
Miracles can happen every day. Miracles can happen. You guys know what day it is? It's Andy's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andy.
I just look behind me.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo! Hey, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And honestly, I don't know.
Wow. Blow it out!
Ow! Ow! That hurt. Dude, easy.
What is this?
Is it air horn?
The Dollar General air horn.
Oh. Shit. That sounded like a dog dying, dude.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Hey, thanks. BB.
Dollar General shredded the contract they were writing for us.
Who?
Dollar General.
That's crazy. There's no air horn quality to that. I guess it is. Just no blew air out.
Quality to that.
It just blew out air, so I guess it is an air horn.
Whoa, what are you drinking? What are you smelling over there?
I was just seeing what that was about.
Okay.
Good. Hey, thanks for the cake, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get into things, you want to open your presents?
Yeah. I think I do, pal. I expect a really expensive, really crazy. I mean, I'm really hoping for a new car. A pogo stick would be dope.
Yeah.
I'm really, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. So this present, me, Andrew, and Lily kind of pulled together and really try to make it a really special birthday for you. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, you matter to us.
I'm excited, dude. Yeah.
Let me just set the stage a little bit for this present.
Yeah.
We've been doing this podcast for what, 2 years? 10 years?
10 years. So, yeah. So going on 11.
And we've mentioned your dad a lot.
Yeah.
And the lack of.
Yeah.
And I really think this year might be the year that you might meet your papa.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, but
you just got a feeling in your bones?
I just got a feeling in my bones. And so this present is, I think it's this present is for me knowing and hoping.
Yeah.
Hoping and knowing that your papa and you are going to be reunited. So this is kind of like a little bit of like everything you missed out on. And I think it's like a dual gift. It's for you and your dad.
So this is like literally a gift, like in preparation.
Yeah.
And like speaking into existence. And this is something I can enjoy with him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah. And so we'll start off with a tie. So your dad can teach you how to tie a tie. You know, that's a pretty,
that's incredible. Wow. Yeah. This is,
mm-hmm.
This isn't the one we had in the prop closet, right?
No, it's not. Keep going.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
That's great. I like pink, blue spots.
That's a wrench, so you know, like dad can teach him how to fix a car and stuff, and like just like be able to work around the house and fix stuff.
Your wrench, you mean pliers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a wrench.
Groove joint pliers.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. Awesome.
Whatever.
Same application.
That's a belt for like.
I actually need a belt.
Well, like learning like discipline and stuff.
Yeah.
Like don't spare the rod, which, you know. So your dad can like.
Yeah.
Like, hey, son, let me teach you about discipline.
Like metaphorically, like just like. Not actually in physical use, maybe?
Yeah.
No, there's a big one in here. There's a big thing in here.
Oh, and
hey, like, dude.
Playing catch.
Yeah.
You guys are like, play, you can teach you how to throw a football.
That. It's junior size as well.
It's like playing with my dad. Playing with my dad.
Yeah, that's great.
And then he can teach you about girls. You know? Teach you about girls and all that comes with it.
That's a whole thing. It's all about Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, and so
that's incredible.
Like the whole package.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Just one last thing.
Oh, and so
what is this for?
So your dad can always remind you to shoot for the stars.
Star Crunch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's so nice, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and there's actually a second part to the gift.
No way.
Yeah. Don't get mad, please.
What do you mean don't get mad?
But we pulled some money together, and we actually hired a private investigator to go find your dad.
No way.
And I got a message from the private investigator today.
Okay.
I actually don't know his name. I just know him by a private investigator.
Okay.
So I told him I was going to call him. And
he's got info?
Apparently.
This is great.
So
this is awesome.
Let's see.
I know very little about the guy, so I mean,
yeah.
This is great.
Let's give him a call.
You guys know about this? Yeah. Are you part of this?
Yeah.
You guys are the best. This is crazy. What am I going to find out?
I don't know. This is okay. Are you excited though?
Or
are you,
I'm excited. This
you're
is
not
crazy.
Like,
no,
this weird it out.
No, I mean it feels. I mean it's a little strange.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the information's going to be, but you know.
Yeah. Hey, private investigator.
Hello,
hey, hello.
Hello, see.
Can is it? This is the private investigator that I hired. This is Josh.
It's good. Good to hear from you, Josh. Good to hear from you, say.
Hey, could you remind me of your name again?
Detective Danny Dingalong.
Danny Dingalong. Oh,
I didn't. Let's get that.
Hey, so, Yeah, we hired you like a couple months back to track down my friend Andy Danoon's father. Is there, have you found him, or do you know anything about him?
I'll never forget that night. The dame walked in, eyes full of mystery, a heart beating like a jackhammer. She looked me in the eye, see? And she said, "Can you find my friend Andy's dad?"
This is me?
Well, yeah, of course it was you.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, "No one can find Andy's dad. That case has been closed for 10 years.
10 years.
My longtime partner, Christopher Cluzalot.
Bruzalot?
He quit the force.
Was that Bruzalot?
Christopher Cluzalot.
Oh, Cluzalot.
He quit the force.
Right, right.
He quit the force because he couldn't crack that case. It haunted the day he died," I said. And she looked at me through those beautiful blue eyes and that long, dirty blonde hair. And she said, "Please, you have to do this. He's my friend." And I said, "I'll take the case."
Yeah. Don't really remember this.
I have in front of me now a manila envelope, and I have the information about Andy's father.
You're kidding.
Oh my gosh. Are you joking? This is real?
I nearly died. I had to go down to the docks. Dang. I went down to the docks.
Yeah.
At nighttime.
Oh, okay.
I followed the leads.
Yeah.
I kept pulling on the string until the sweater unraveled.
Okay. It's a lot of build up.
And I'm here to say, as confident as the sun rises in the east, Andy's father is John Wayne.
Whoa, hold on.
Okay. Whoa. There's no way.
Wait, the John Wayne?
That's right.
John Wayne.
The cowboy movie star.
That's him.
How is that possible?
Yeah. Wait. Hold on.
Wait.
Did you say cowboy?
Yeah. Cowboy.
Oh, I missed the back of the page. John Wayne Gacy.
Oh!
Oh no. No,
that can't be right. That cannot be right.
Wait, are you sure?
The guy
that killed like a bunch of
like 33 kids. 33 boys.
That's the one.
The one that dressed up like a clown. The one that was in a massive serial. That's my father.
That's it. Wait, can you hear?
I don't know.
Can you hear Andy?
Yes. Sorry, you were breaking up a little bit, but I got the gist. But I think you should do. I've been around the block.
This is the fourth accent.
What I think you should do is remember your father as the cowboy that you thought he was.
That's amazing.
For 30 seconds. Okay. Well,
okay. Well. Not.
This is not what I was expecting at all. I was so hopeful at the beginning of this.
Yeah. Well, is there any other information that you know, private investigator?
Ding along.
Danny Dingling.
Oh, sorry.
My apologies.
Dingling.
Danny Dingling is the name. PI is my game.
Very cool.
Is this based off of DNA evidence?
Danny Dingalong? Are you asking my name? Danny Dingalong?
No.
Danny Dingalong.
Danny. Are the results that Andy's father's John Wayne Gacy, is that from DNA, or did you just
guess?
Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, that's a problem with DNA. A lot of people don't talk about is we can see the DNA, but there's no tools we can use to match it to anything.
There's actually a lot of tools. There's actually pretty big companies like 23andMe and Ancestry.com that primarily DNA connection.
This is the first time you've ever heard of these companies?
Sure. Why don't we talk about astrology as well and other pretend scientists that aren't
okay.
Real.
All right.
I don't like this guy's attitude. This guy's attitude
DNA
sucks.
DNA cannot be matched And everyone knows this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I followed the breadcrumbs. What's Andy's last name? De noon. When does noon happen? The middle of the day. Day rhymes with gay. C. John Wayne Gacy. It was all right in front of me the whole time.
Don't. That actually, that's not bad. That's not bad. Okay.
You want to bring the DNA test to one of your mystical, magical DNA magic magicians.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. But I'm telling you that I've been in the force 48 years.
48 years.
And I've never been more sure of a case.
Wow. What other, like, what other cases have you been a part of, I guess?
Solved, yeah.
You ever heard about Lefty?
No.
Lefty?
That's because I took care of that case.
That's fascinating. That's
actually a good point.
He's Detective, what's it, Dinglehopper?
Dingling.
Double D's.
Danny Dingling, P.I.
Danny Dingling, P.I. Hey, we,
that name.
I got, I don't know.
I mean, thank you, I guess.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, if this is the real deal, which I don't know if it is, but.
Sorry.
Let me just say, I want to wish Mandy a happy birthday. And I hope that this made, I hope this made her day a little bit more special. And hey, I'm just a big fan of the show. Love what you guys do.
Hey, thanks, Danny. Danny P.I.
Danny Dingling, P.I.
Okay. All right.
Where can we find you?
Yeah, where can we? Yeah,
where can people hire you?
All right. Well, I'll send you the.
You just go to my. You go to my website. Danny Dingling, PI. All right,
we love you. Thanks, Danny. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny PI Dingling.
DNA isn't real. Happy birthday, guys.
All right, see you, sir, officer, detective. Bye.
That was insane, dude.
Wow.
You met with this guy beforehand? You couldn't see the red flags?
It was through an ad.
It was through Skype. Not Zoom? No, he's still on Skype.
It was through AIM.
Wow. AOL, that was a lot, messenger. Dude. That was a good revelation.
John Wayne Gacy.
that was kind of unexpected. I don't know how to feel about that.
Did you get bring a present?
I got Andy a birthday gift. I don't know if it's as good as that, but I would love to give it to you live on camera right here.
Live on camera.
I love that, man. Let's do it.
All right. You want to do this? Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous. Now you're making me nervous.
Now I'm nervous.
Now okay. I'm, we're all nervous now.
Okay. Don't make it weird, though.
What are you talking about?
Just kisses you.
What are you doing?
I made you a taco. You made him a taco.
What?
For your birthday, I would like to.
What is on that?
I would like to.
What do you do? This is just trash on the food?
I would like to feed this taco to you.
What's in it?
Chicken.
No, don't lie to me. Is there something bad in it?
No.
Why do you want to feed me a taco? What are you doing?
Super special. But I'd love
to. I already had two. Is there something bad in here?
No. Oh.
You wouldn't do anything. Do you know anything? This Come feels on. Weird.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good chew. How'd that taste?
Oh. Real fine, I guess.
That was a great.
So, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Holy moly. That was a lot. So much.
I hope for my birthday I can be fed by Corey.
Let's make a tradition.
We have to be a tradition now.
In the middle of the podcast, we don't even acknowledge it.
Happy birthday. All right, enough with the silly stuff. Let's get into it.
That reminded me of those guys. We've seen the videos where they'll feed each other cake at weddings, and then the girl goes a little too hard, and then the guy loses it.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, red flag. Run.
Red flag.
Run.
At your wedding
this
day. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Feels weird. Feels
like very pretty.
you literally had walked. That would suck.
While he was feeding you, he just snipped off your beard. How's my beard?
Yeah.
It was good.
Prank.
Very good. So a lot of crazy stuff is happening.
Dude, wow. I started a note on my phone of literally just crazy things that are happening in 2025 because it's hard to like look back at like what was happening, the like historical events. You can't really find one place on the website that lists everything that happened this year
Yeah.
And so I just started keeping notes, and it's getting wilder and wilder, man.
Dude, every day. Saddest thing happened was that plane that crashed in DC.
Yeah, what's the controversy with it?
Okay.
Well, it's one, it's just weird, right?
Right.
Because we have a Black Hawk helicopter.
Almost 70 people died.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. In the night.
I saw this one video regarding the whole situation. And this is what I want to be really careful of just like, let me preface this. I watched this docu-series on HBO. It's like The Curious Case or something.
Yeah.
They did one about like Bam Margera. And yeah.
With the faces. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's this lady on there who has this YouTube channel, and she takes stuff and like makes it everything a conspiracy, but at the detriment of people's livelihood.
Yeah.
And their mental sanity.
Yikes.
Always want to avoid that. Not everything is a conspiracy. Or is it? Just kidding, it's not.
Maybe that alone is a conspiracy.
But there's just weird stuff with the DC crash.
And we're not the only ones. That's the thing. There's thousands of other people that are saying, how does something this huge and tragic happen?
Yeah.
Like, Washington, D.C.
Was it the first in 16 years that a plane crash like this in the U.S. has been
Who told us that? It was someone this morning. Yeah.
I don't know. Someone smarter than us.
Was probably. That you?
Was it you?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I saw this video, and at this, weapons manufacturers like Lockheed, all this stuff, how they do those conferences and whatnot. Apparently at this one conference, they're talking about doing automated or remote flying, the ability to remote fly Black Hawk helicopters.
I saw that too. They announced that in August of last year.
Yeah, and it's like, and they specifically mentioned like they're flying it from like, was it Cincinnati or something to Washington, D.C. and back. And
they were excited about it. Like it was a huge thing. Like it's completely unmanned 300 miles away.
Yeah. And there were pilots on the Black Hawk helicopter. Yeah. It just made me wonder because you're not really hearing the radio come out. What, by the time this comes out, we might know more. This is a week before this comes out. But it's just curious of just like, could something have happened?
I mean, you look at the flight path. It's weird. Even someone who is ignorant as me, you know, I really want to call Bradford, honestly, and
that's
try to like, talk
thinking,
to him
yeah.
and get his expertise yeah. on this because he's a, you know, he's skilled in this. But you literally see the airplane coming down. It's going basically in a straight line. And then the helicopter is coming this way and it turns.
Yeah.
Directly in front of it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, obviously there's going to be questions that come along with this. That's a huge loss. Like it's crazy to think that like, yeah, all those people, not yeah. only just American people as well. Like it's like, it was a tragedy. And do you know the Boston Club, the ice skaters that were on that? They're part of the Boston Club. And in 1961, a plane that was going to Prague, everyone died, perished. And it was the whole U.S. national team of figure skaters. So this
what
is the only time. This is the only time this hasn't this has happened to this club.
What in the world?
Yeah, the coach was being interviewed, and he was just it was tragic because it's like not only do you lose their lives, you also lose the future of that sport. And so it took so long to develop people in ways, and now it's gotten back to that point, and you have this setback, and it's like this is terrible. It's absolutely tragic. It's crazy. Man.
It's weird.
Yeah, it popped up on my radar when Trump tweeted about it. And so I was trying to figure out if there was some deeper story. Isn't that kind of the, like, it's a shame a little bit on our culture that something can happen and we're immediately like looking for every angle. And the shame in it is that more often than not, it seems these days, there actually is an angle. Mm-hmm. Like, sucks.
Yeah, it's impossible at this point. And I mean, it's just such a bummer, but it is crazy. There's a lot of stuff happening like that. And I mean, just within January alone, with the wildfires, with the Tesla blowing up, with Louisiana, New Orleans, we have all of these things happening.
The drones.
The drones are still happening.
This is what's making me so mad.
Oh, they took, they said what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, it was FAA research.
Approved drones.
And it's like.
And then
No!
Yeah.
No! No! Yeah. That can't be it.
Yeah.
And if it is it, it's something way more sinister. Mm-hmm. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because even like the local authorities and stuff in these towns in New Jersey, they're mad about it.
Yeah.
They're like, so you don't let any of us know?
And not one person?
It was in our town. You don't let us know?
And not one person from the FFA speaks out about it until now? Like, that's crazy.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like, what would they be collecting that people could interfere with the study if they knew that it was up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or are they the source of the weird fog? Because I swear the fog in our town right now has a weird smell.
Or are they just testing how we react to it? What do you think it is? What do you think the drones are, man?
Unmanned flying aircraft, number one. Yeah. Let's just get a definition out.
Sure.
Maybe they just didn't put the bird suits on it.
Mm.
You know?
Talking about the birds are robots.
Yeah.
Birds are spies.
Maybe they just didn't stick the feathers on there before.
Yeah.
Just sent them out accidentally?
It could. I mean,
it's logical.
It's, I mean, if you think about it. Fishy about it, dude.
If you think about it.
That made me so mad when I heard that. I'm just like, so as soon as Trump becomes president, he's like, they're asked like, hey, where are the drones? He's like, oh, he's like, let's find that out immediately. Next day, he's like, it was just FAA research. Want to specify was not the enemy. That's it.
And that's never happened before, and it's not a big deal. Like the way, like you just gaslit a whole nation is not okay. It's not all right. Like just to do that.
Isn't there was like a part two of it where they're like, it was the FFA doing this, and then also just personal people.
Yeah,
like they added
they
like
said it, the like,
just random people are doing
drones
it too
as well.
Like what?
Or hobbyist drones, whatever they call them.
Yeah, and people just like to fly their drones, so they were just joining in on the fun. It's like no, they were not.
No, man.
Not a chance.
I lost faith. I don't know if I showed you, I showed Josh, but I lost faith in all of this stuff because I thought I saw it. I mean, it was something flying. It didn't look like a plane really high, and I filmed it with my phone, and it literally zoomed in at night, and it was an orb. It was like one of those like moving orbs, but like for sure it was a plane, and just cell phones, when they can't focus, something in the processing looks like all the orbs.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, this is less fun.
Yeah.
Kind of lost.
But like, I've met people. Like, we just met someone in Conclave. Like, you know, I was talking with Todd Sanders from Oklahoma, and he's like, yeah, they're just in Oklahoma. People are talking about them. People aren't posting about them like crazy, but it's like, we see them. We just don't know what they are. And it's like, they're car sized.
Yeah.
And they're huge. And
I want to know how people know how big they are.
You know, because probably because they say they're lower. They say they're lower and go up. And so you could just like, you just see how just big it's getting and how small it is from whenever it drops.
It's so weird. Another weird thing that happened, though, and call it a hiccup or coincidence, I'm not sure. Remember when we talk about we're not going to talk about politics so much?
This is the thing. It's like, but like it's on our social media, and like we're just wondering what it is.
This one I just thought was weird. So recently, Trump was speaking at the World Economic Forum, and he was projected on the TV or like the screen, right? So he's giving the speech, and he's basically talking about all that he's going to be doing.
Yeah.
But behind him was the United States coat of arms.
Oh, yeah.
The seal.
And the eagle on the back. Typically, the eagle, so you know it's holding the olive branches and the arrows.
Yeah.
And the eagle's head is always facing the olive branches as a sign of peace.
Since 1945, Harry Truman did an executive order saying it always will face that. Because, you know, we will look for peace before, but we are ready to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And so it was just a thing, an executive order since then.
And the coat of arms behind Trump, while he's talking to the World Economic Forum, the eagle was facing the arrows. And that has not changed since 1945. And that was, if that's a coincidence, like if it was like a mess up, like they
that
took
can't
like an old.
Be, dude. That can't be
that
a mess up.
Very intentional.
It's an Easter egg that is probably world ending at this point. Like that's
like, I'm like,
it's scary, man.
It's
that's
weird.
Crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah. There's no, as far as I can see, there's no like clearing up on their part.
No.
On like why it would have happened.
Yeah. I don't think people really realized it though.
No. And it's super crazy, but it's significant. It's such a small thing, but it's so significant. It's all symbolism.
Like
dude.
The president literally changed it. He's like, well, have it face towards the olive branches.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, nope, other way.
Dude, that's such a brilliant like little marketing move too. That's straight out of Taylor Swift's playbook. Like to do something subtle. Like think about like how obsessed people get with like
figuring
out
the
details.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, dude, I swear his pin was 2 inches to the left of where it normally is on his jacket. What does it mean?
We're just overanalyzing everything.
Yeah.
Also, that's just, I mean, also, like, also,
no.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, like, people probably in the Taylor Swift organization that would be looking at us and calling us conspiracy theorists, when in reality, they are the biggest conspiracy theorists, because sure, they will literally dig and dig and pull everything apart. I'm like, girls, if you just could focus your energy on the deep state, we'd have all this figured out.
That's so true.
Everything would be figured out is if they could just get interested. We just need to get like, hey, you know, JFK, that was an inside job. They're like, really? And then they just start digging into it. That's what we need to do.
The tenacity.
Yeah. I want to actually read the full JFK and MLK files.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people were like, we need an emergency episode for this.
But I've seen people talking about it on the MLK stuff, and I've actually heard stuff about MLK before, that stuff that's not very good.
I want to go into that a little bit, like the real history of it, because it's
so we'll do research on that.
I'm scared though.
It's, I am too. It's like it kind of ruins your paradigm.
It ruins my whole childhood as far as like just viewing. Yeah, it's weird, man.
There's a lot of roads that need to be renamed.
Get on it.
But yeah, speaking of MLK and JFK,
yes sir,
we got that. Don't go anywhere.
Woo. This is the ad break. 3, 2, 1, action. Go. In the camera.
All right, guys. Competition. Competition that we're going to do. You guys are going to be challenged to find a business owner and refer them to get their shirts done by Sunday Cool. And then if you do, then
you can email us at ninjas@sundaycool.com. And let us know, and we're going to look up and make sure they order.
Email
and
we'll
send you a gift.
Email us at ninjas, and we'll get with you and get you a gift.
Ninjas@sundaycool.com.
Ninjas@sundaycool.com. Though.
If that business owner, or church, or organization,
or
just individual that
or
shirts,
you, or you. I mean, if you refer yourself, and then you can get some shirts, and then we'll send you a gift.
The bigger the business, the better.
Bigger the business, bigger the gift.
The smaller the business, the smaller the better.
Smaller the better as well. All is better.
Absolutely. Yes. SundayCool.com.
SundayCool.com.
Thanks, Corey. You killed it.
Thank you.
You killed it. Like the deers you haven't shot this season. Hey, Josh, you want a magic mind?
Boy, do I.
You've been talking all day about how you've had brain fog.
I have had brain fog.
It's been fuzzy, right?
Ow. It hurts.
And guess what? Magic Mind is completely all natural ingredients, and it's really going to help you get out of that slump.
No way.
It really will. I've done it for years now.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. They've been great. Andrew, would you like one?
Sure.
Corey, you want to try one? Because you've never had one before.
I've never had a Magic Mind.
This is absolutely great. Sharper mind, lower stress, better energy. What more could you want? There we go. Curveball, baby.
I don't know. Maybe a dad that...
Does this taste good?
I don't know. Maybe...
Maybe someone's talking about baseball games.
Maybe, I don't know, for world peace, for friends to say, hey, how you doing today? Hey, how you feeling? I don't know.
What, I was like, what, like, you smell that? It smells like, what's the matter, dog, in here? What's the matter, dog?
I'll tell you what's the matter. MagicMind.com/ninja.
Yes.
Use code ninja 20 to get 20% off your...
10 days, your
30-day subscription.
30-day subscription. I
think
it was
50% off your 10 days.
It's not 10 days?
I don't know.
It's not 20 days? I don't know. It's 30 days.
Yeah.
All the information is in our description below.
Thank you,
Magic
Mind.
We love Magic Mind. And it's only because we're thinking this way is because we haven't taken it yet, honestly. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to be in a different mode whenever I drink this.
Mm. Ah. Thanks, Magic Mind.
Thank you, Magic Mind.
Sorry about that.
Apologies. We do love you.
We should have taken the Magic Mind before to promote Magic Mind, because then our brain fog would have been dissipated. Dissipated?
It's like off The Office. It's like, what is you know, like, what are your New Year's resolutions? And Aaron was like, I'm gonna learn a new word every day. And she's like, and how's it going? And she's like, it is going immensely.
Oh, but
I am trying that new word every day thing. I got an app and it just sends me, and I don't even, the thing is, it doesn't show you the pronunciation, so I don't even know how to pronounce it. So it's like, what's the point of that? It's like, you give me the word and the definition. I don't know how to pronounce it though, so I don't even know if I'm going to be right.
Doesn't work.
And you're learning Gaelic.
Yeah, Irish.
I've done 12 days off of the app. I'm sucking right now. Oh, I need to get back on it.
24-day streak, baby.
I'm doing Spanish. You're doing Gaelic. Are you learning any new languages?
No, what is that?
Gaelic?
Irish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's that Irish accent.
Flingerhanger, burger, burger.
Hergen. What are some of the words you've learned?
Ool.
What are what is that?
Apple.
Ool?
Ool.
Ool?
Caperna.
Caperna? Is that apple?
Sandwich.
No, you just said apple. Mantana is a Spanish for apple. I think I'm saying that. Mantana.
Mantana.
Mantana. That's a fun word to say. It bounces so well. I love the Spanish language.
Yeah, it's a fun. It's a fun language.
Irish is very confusing. Irish would be so fun, dude. Just like that, because it's such a bounce. It's punch, punch, punch. I heard it.
Yeah, it's a strange.
I know they hate that, but
like they'll have like a really big word, and it's like apple be or butter is im.
That's
and then
crazy.
Like, I forget another. I'm blanking, but like there'll be like the smallest word, and it'll just be like 20 words long.
Yeah. You know what doesn't make sense to me? We don't have a universal sign language.
That doesn't make sense to me.
To me, that seems like the simplest thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that blows my mind.
Hello? Which
it's just unfortunate. Like that,
I
like
know.
Already have to learn sign language. Now you have to learn other sign languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Speaking of bummer though, did you know it's a
question corner with Corey, where the questions are fresh on his mind. Yeah. Dude, Corey, you're looking good today.
Thank you.
Black on black. What do you got for us?
Glad to be here.
Spill it. Ooh, Josh is taking it off, dude.
I'm hot.
Get me out of here.
Easy.
Kind of pretty hot in these rhinos.
You got a question?
Sport. Yeah, I do. I have a couple. I just have to decide which one I'm going to feast
your brains on. You can do two if you'd like.
No, I'm going to do one.
Okay.
One.
Just one. He said.
Yeah. Leslie does a couple, but I think you're just at a different caliber, so I think this makes sense.
If
just
you have more than one question, don't bother.
He threatened you like that?
Yeah.
Josh.
On your birthday, too.
Josh.
Yeah.
Stop.
Just pump the brakes.
Yep.
Buddy.
That's what I said.
Hey, what's your question?
You changed, dude.
My question is, I have to frame it up so it's inclusive. If you had to be alone, right? Like you had to be excluded from people.
Yes.
Would you rather, I'm trying to think how to say it. Would you rather be out in nature and just live out your days? Like in a primitive kind of thing, or would you rather live out your days alone in like our current infrastructure?
Like a city or something?
Yeah, like would you rather, like if you had to just be alone,
like
maybe a dog, right? But would you rather be like here, like that you know, or would you want to be like, I'm going to go adventure. But like, you won't die of like being attacked or like starvation or something. Like it's guaranteed.
Yes,
it's guaranteed that you're going to live and like be healthy.
My answer immediately would have been out in the wild.
Yeah.
But I've seen that show Alone. And these dudes that are amazing at survival, like they could live out there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
They go crazy because they're alone.
Yeah.
Like by themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could do that. Mentally,
How long do you think you could make it by yourself?
When I lived in Montana, it was like a 3-month period.
Yeah.
To where I was pretty much alone, like in a cabin
like
by myself.
You were working every now and then, but then you'd go back and it's literally like you don't have friends there.
Yeah, I could call people.
Yeah,
but if I couldn't call people, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah,
and that was 3 months.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you weren't hanging out with people at work during the day.
No, because I was in the middle of nowhere. So, like, I would, like, go to church, mm-hmm. like, on Sunday. Like, I would have to drive, like, an hour into the nearest city. And that was about it.
Dang.
Yeah. But I would probably just choose, like, a where there's people around. At least you can, like, I'm super introverted.
Yeah.
But at least I wouldn't feel like I'm going crazy.
I would live in the woods outside the city.
Where? Like, what kind of ecosystem are we choosing?
Oh, I would choose Florida.
Well, would you?
Yeah, I would choose Florida. I dig Florida, dude. I love the nature here. I can't wait to go camping next week. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love, especially if I could get a dog, dude, that'd be the best.
Yeah.
If I could figure out a primitive way to live. Yeah.
1,000%. I'm picking the woods because I don't want to be reminded I'm alone every day. If you're around people but, like, don't get to interact. That's weird.
If you're saying if you're living alone, would you rather live in a house by yourself or a cool primitive in the middle of the woods that you get to build yourself? I would choose the primitive building.
I have a follow-up question.
If I had to choose live by myself.
Follow-up question. You okay?
No. Well, the thing is,
this is just him trying to figure out his future options.
Well, I've really been diving into, like, this Outdoor Boys recently.
Dude,
I have just been watching every episode. Like,
dude,
I'll fall asleep
with it.
I'll fall asleep to it at night
because
it's just, like, so peaceful.
I was watching it last night. Literally had it playing. And what's incredible is, like, he's changed so much, and his son's own, like, grown now, and
he did his own solo camping trip.
Yeah, and he's like, next time I see you, you'll be a man. And
he's in Florida right now, isn't he?
Dude,
no, I mean, it was just the last video that he uploaded. His son, who's I think 12.
Yeah, it's Jack.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, he's the best. And I literally found him in 2016.
Yeah,
because he was doing catfish and carp. That was his channel, and he's a lawyer. And so he would get in his lunch break, he would go down to the river and he would wear waders and stuff, so he didn't get his suit dirty. And he'd go, and now he's doing it full time. And he's literally, like, people have edits of him on TikTok of how manly he is.
Yeah,
it's wild, man. Like, it's such a cool vibe.
No, he's doing a thing with Guga right now. So he's like in Miami.
Who?
Oh, what's Guga?
The like steak guy.
Oh, no, that was a while ago.
Was it a while ago?
Yeah, yeah.
It just came through my feed.
Yeah.
Dang.
I thought you were talking about the Guggen squad, dude. Fishing people, they're good.
Good lures.
He did have a video, it was a couple months ago, to where he was totally burnt out on doing the videos. He did like his no sleeping bag, no tent camping thing in the snow. And he's like, I'm going to stay out here 3 days, whatever. And it was like day two. He's like, yeah, I'm done. And he's like, I'm just going to go home. He's like, I'm going to just start uploading like every other Saturday. He's like, I kind of miss just hanging out with my family. He's like, I got too caught up in making these videos for you guys, and I don't really want to do it. Like,
no,
that's so sad. Yeah. I was like, yeah, do whatever you got to do, man.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
Dude, he's baller. When he builds those own little tiny cabins, little tiny tents, I'm like, dude, they're so cool.
Well, I saw one. He was like building my off-grid Alaskan
his cabin
homestead.
Yeah,
like,
he's
dude,
the best to
we...
watch.
Do you see the video of him when their shed caught on fire?
No,
there's a video where the shed caught on fire, and he's like in the middle of a video, and then he has to run, and Jack gets him like the hose. Like, it's literally, he goes in. It's nuts. Absolutely wild. The dude's a boss dad for sure.
Yeah.
How good do you have to be at just living to go out in negative 30 degrees in Alaska and survive no problem?
You'd be crazy. Just like, you just have to, like, that's just a different mindset. Just be like, I want to be cold for 3 days straight.
Well, the problem is, like, oh, this fire's so hot, I'm sweating. Like, okay. I probably would have been dead 4 hours ago.
And our first camping trip literally was in December, and it was like, what, it got down to like 30, 40 degrees, and I forgot my sleeping bag.
You're just like, oh,
I'm literally leaning over the fire, almost falling asleep, and almost falling in the fire.
Dude, that is
freezing.
Insane.
You made us really think.
Yeah, I didn't mean for that to be like as
good.
Dark as it was.
It's good to think sometimes.
I would love to try a month out in the wilderness.
I can
but
do
I just
a month,
don't,
I think.
I can't. I'll have to do that like whenever like I'm retired.
Yeah.
It's but like with correct provisions. Like more than just you.
What are you talking about?
Like,
you don't think I can handle it?
Like, you'll need tools.
No, me. I won't even wear clothes, dude. I'll just go into the forest.
You know what would
make
be
it
cool?
Into Frayed style.
I'm seriously, their next season, I'm going to enter you in that.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to enter you in that.
Okay.
There's one guy on the alone thing. It was the first episode.
Yeah.
He had just gotten dropped off. And he lost his flint for making fire. Panicked.
Oh, no.
And tapped out.
Oh no.
He said, I can't find it. He's like, and I can't make it out here if I don't have the flint. And he's like, I gotta go.
Dude, that's crazy.
I'm like, oh man.
I don't know if that's what's worse. It's those people or it's the person that's like, I just killed a deer. I've got a fully functional shelter. The fire's been strong for 30 days. But I miss my family. I'm tapping out. It's like, dude, you've already missed.
You can do it. You can do it.
You've already missed the birthday party. Yeah. So you might as well win the $1 million and go home. Like, just like I would be as a spouse. I would be like, really?
One of the craziest ones was this dude that killed a full moose. He had plenty of food, right?
Dude, he's the man.
He ended up starving because there's no fat. It was just lean meat. And so he just kept on getting skinnier and skinnier. Yeah.
But he won. And it was, dude, when he caught that moose,
but
it was
he won. Was it the same one where the girl was forced to tap out because she had frostbite on her toes? She wasn't going to tap out.
I can't
And they looked
remember.
At her toes like, you have to tap out.
Yeah, I can't remember. I do want to watch all those seasons.
Her toes are just black, dude.
They're not going to let you die.
No, they have to. That's why they do. Though, they do all the checks and stuff every like week or something.
Yeah. It's great show.
Awesome show. I've only seen the first season, but I was, because it's just one of those when you have to watch.
Yeah.
And there's that one, was it the one girl who cried? Or was it a guy who cried when he killed a squirrel? He cried after killing. Now, I get it. I love animals. But, dude, if you're out in the wilderness, if a squirrel has to die for you to live, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, squirrel.
I'm so sorry.
Was it a tree thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, trees.
We hurt you.
We hurt you. Hey, Andrew, give us hit us with a beat.
Hit it with a
Andrew's got a reel.
Andy's gonna show us.
Andrew's got a reel.
Andy's gonna show us.
Yeah.
Andrew's got a reel.
Andy's gotta show us.
Gonna show us
right now.
Let's clap for ourselves after every intro.
So I don't know if I'm going to be able to use this one, but I want to show this to you guys, and then I have another queued up if you think we can't show it.
I mean, I think it's fine. It's
okay.
Don't do this. I think there should be a warning, but I think it's fine.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Turn the volume down just in case. It's
pretty low.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. What are you thinking, pal?
No, what did you think was going to happen?
I saw this yesterday, too.
Is this mustache gone? Yeah. Is that why wait, did he have a mustache at the beginning?
There's no way, right?
Okay.
He's just Asian.
I thought the middle of his mustache just got burnt off. That would have been
so
great.
Funny.
Dude, there's one more coming. I can't remember. I've had the flu for what feels like 20 days, so I can't remember what's what. I may have shared this with you guys before.
It's okay.
But
I have a bad memory.
Is this
the balloon thing?
Yeah, this is like a chiropractic practice where they open up sinus passageways with a balloon.
I think we showed a video like this,
this is
a long
very
time
very beginning of the pod. Yeah.
Is it really? Is that what it is?
Okay. But let's do it. Let's watch it.
Corey hasn't yet.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
It chokes him. No, I don't think I've seen this. Ah! Dude.
Oh, pop the balloon!
Dude.
That dude almost died. How chill was he for how bad a situation that
Very
was?
Very chill. That's psycho.
See, that scared me so much.
My gosh.
That's nutso. Dude, oh man!
Number one, how does that guy still have hair? And number two, what was that?
explain the balloon thing.
So they put a skinny balloon, and you like suck it down your sinus, and then they open it up so it like expands so you can breathe through your nose. But the air in the balloon went down his throat and then popped out the quickest place it could go out, which was his mouth. So it blocked his airway. All that air that was held in his sinus shifted into his
throat. Did that not blow his throat out?
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it had to be uncomfortable for sure.
Well, imagine if it didn't go into his mouth, if it just like went into his like trachea. Like,
yeah. Have you guys ever tried one of those neti pots?
Yeah.
Is it as gnarly as it sounds like?
I mean,
or looks? Because I've seen some people on TikTok where it's like
the grossest gunk in the world.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah. I want to get one of those machines.
You
but
remember when I had pink eye? Lily was like, dude, you're messing with your eye. I took saline spray and tried to like kind of do it myself, but forced everything in a clogged side into eyeball. That's what set it off.
You know, I went to the hospital as a kid one time because I stuck a rubber band on my nose.
Wow.
And it literally got into there. And they said like rubber bands are one of the worst things because it literally can tangle and hold on. And I'm like, so we had to go to the hospital, but it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I had nightmares of things getting stuck in my nose.
It was touching your brain.
Probably. It's probably still up there, honestly, just like compressing it.
Speaking
and of, imagine when it breaks and how big my brain will be.
Yeah.
And how smart I'll be.
Yeah.
Very good. What?
Speaking of rubber bands being in your brain.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is real or not. I'm choosing to believe it's not real.
I believe it is.
But let's just say this is weird.
Okay.
So recently, what's the thing called? Is it 4chan?
Yeah.
Which do you know much about that?
Not much. Not that it's basically just a, I mean, just a,
like a forum or
just
like
a forum that's like not very moderated very well. And so every time everything's
like a worse
on there,
version of Reddit.
Kinda. Okay. A very unorganized version of Reddit.
Apparently there's this whistleblower that went on 4chan recently, a couple weeks ago, and he's like, in I believe it was 2022 or 2023 or 2022, they found in this cave in Antarctica this egg-shaped UFO looking thing, which that's what we talked about a week ago.
Yeah.
Was the whistleblower. You probably haven't watched the episode because it came out today.
We know you watch as soon as it drops.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's this whistleblower that came out recently, Green Beret. Not Green Beret. He worked for the military, but he was part of the, what do you call it? I forget the word every single time.
The retrieval program?
Retrieval program, yeah, for UFOs and stuff. So he's a whistleblower now. But they had a video of one of their retrievals was an egg-shaped UFO. And apparently after this came out, it gave this one guy the courage to disclose the stuff that they found in Antarctica, supposedly, of this same egg-shaped UFO that they found in Antarctica. Did I just like go in a full circle?
No, you're good. You're fine. You're fine.
Sorry, dude. The flu brain is... Where are we?
The magic mind takes at least 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah. But what's also strange is that same episode, I believe, we talked about the hieroglyphics that a lot of people reported seeing on these UFOs. Same thing happened with this UFO. Let me send you guys the pictures. Where there's really weird hieroglyphics all over it. Also, there's like a weird catacomb or like a coffin. What do you call them? Sarcophagus. It looked like a marble sarcophagus, very similar to the one that we talked about in Russia where that lady was in.
Yeah. What was that called? Can't remember.
But yeah, that first picture.
Angel of Death or something.
You can see the writings and stuff on it. Some of it looks almost like Hebrew. Like that one, if you look at number 5, you see that first picture, number 5?
Yeah.
That looks just like that letter in Hebrew, I think.
Like,
let me see.
That one.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Florida.
It does. That does, dude.
Super weird, but apparently this is where, because then you get stories like this and it's like, okay, well, is there credibility to it? Because apparently, I don't know if it was part of the same thread, but there was, they said they're calling him an alien, but he looked like a tall Nordic looking man, very pale skin, long blonde hair, 7-8 feet tall, was in that sarcophagus, woke up, and was conversing with them. And supposedly there's an interview. I saw that today. It doesn't really sound real, to be honest.
First of all, that seems so scary.
Yeah.
We for surely would have heard about this.
But yeah, I mean, you can see with the pictures, it's like...
It's like 20 feet, right? Like long?
Dude, like what is happening?
Well, the one... Well, I don't know about this one, but the one that the guy collected,
yeah,
that was 20 feet long.
That's crazy, man.
But I'm like, if that's... I don't know, man. It's just like, if that's if it's legit, What?
Yeah, man, that's the thing. It's like, it seems like it's just like they're slowly just dropping things like just throughout, so it just becomes normal and we don't think anything of it. And so when it's like, oh yeah, there's aliens here, we're like, oh no, instead of like complete like what, like we've, but like there's like just like dripping us with poison slowly, so we,
yeah,
just,
but it's
to
very
it.
Similar, the shape is very similar to what those U.S. Fighter pilots saw, is the tic-tac shape, right?
Yeah,
they reported,
yeah,
a white spherical tic-tac shape.
Yeah, oh yeah, the one that they're chasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And so this one guy, they have the video, whether it's true or not, I think it is, because the guy said it's real because he was in the helicopter.
Yeah,
says they picked it up, egg shaped, 20 feet long, and then this thing with Antarctica, this egg shaped with inscriptions that look like hieroglyphics on it. It's just like, it's really weird. Either a lot of the stuff is coming out now and it's all connecting the dots, or it's all this grand scheme to,
yeah, it really does seem like one or the other, because I can't be in the middle on it, because it's like, okay, things are real now. Is it truly a literal spiritual warfare that's happening, like this is the culmination of all, or is this just a man-made project experiment? Like, it really does, like there's no middle, I feel like.
Dude, all I know is, I, you know, when I was making the reel, I had to like look up the interview you watched, found it, and was watching the guy. The dude has psychopath eyes. Like,
oh yeah, like everyone's, dude, like,
oh yeah,
like there were, the comments were so funny because like this dude has seen it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's like, intense too.
Yeah.
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 And at the beginning, he's like, you guys, you really need to watch the interview. Like the full interview, not the cut down one.
I skimmed, like I clicked through.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
News Nation.
Yeah, watch it.
But they start off the interview as like, he was basically undercover. And he's like, I wasn't undercover. He's like, I was basically joined in the military as a aeronautics mechanic. He's like, great. Did you go to school for being a mechanic? He's like, yeah. I did not. Said, but I was a mechanic, and so it was basically, he wasn't allowed to actually say, but the interviewer was basically like, you
weren't. Insinuating, yeah.
You were undercover doing this stuff. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Same guy that from News Nation. Dude, I would love to talk to this dude.
I would love it.
He knows everybody. All these whistleblowers. He's the first one to interview all these whistleblowers. I don't know if you've noticed that. Was it David Grush?
Yeah.
The first?
Yeah.
News Nation, that guy was the first one to release the interview. And then he went to Congress and all that stuff. But there was a fairly recent one.
He knows some stuff.
Yeah. That the News Nation guy, he interviewed this guy, Ross, forgive me, I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, Coldheart. He's an older gentleman, but he was a former Green Beret lieutenant colonel. John Blint. Blinch.
Blitch.
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 What?
John Blitch.
Blitch. Got it.
Ross is the interviewer.
Got it.
John Blitch is the guy he interviewed. He was Green Beret lieutenant colonel. His interview was fascinating. He's not technically a whistleblower, but he's working with the whistleblowers because of everything that he's experienced. And his story is fascinating.
What happened to him?
Very spooky. It starts when he was a kid.
No.
And he's a very logical man. I think he has his doctorate or master's in cognitive psychology. Very smart dude. And he was in charge of the battery nuclear program or something. So he was in charge of the team that would place and charge the batteries within the nuclear missiles. So top dude. And he's been in every avenue and stuff. He's a really humble guy, very smart, very down to earth. And that's what makes his story even more fascinating. But he talks about, at a very young age, he believes, and he made a very distinct separation between belief and knowing.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a difference between believing something happened to me and knowing something happened to me. He said that when he was a child, he believes this stuff happened to him because of stuff that he knows happened to him as an adult. And he talks about, as a kid, he was visited multiple times by what he says, what we would call grays today.
No way.
He says, and
where did he grow up? You know?
Oh, man, I forget.
Okay. No worries. I'm gonna listen
Midwest, I believe.
Yeah, it has to be.
But he made this connection.
It's got to be Missouri or something.
So he believes that he was potentially abducted even as a child. And he said, he's like, there's not a lot of things that scare me. He said, but anytime I start talking about this stuff, and he kept on doing this, like, he's like, it sends terror into my bones.
I wonder, see, that's the thing.
But he talks about, dude, and he's like, so he talks about that as a kid, like, he would see them outside his window just staring in, and he's running to his parents screaming, and they're like, there's nothing there. And he said that happened just so many times. And then as an adult, when he's like in charge of this nuclear program, all this stuff, not in charge of nuclear, whatever he was involved in, he talks about these very distinct things that happen. One where he was investigating something or something happened, but he was on this bike ride. He said, I would do this bike ride because the pressure of my job was just intense. So it's like, it was basically an hour bike ride. I would do it every weekend. And this one bike ride, there are 5 hours unaccounted for that I was missing. Oof. And he said, my wife called the police and they're out looking for me. But the whole story is fascinating. He's like, he ended up on like a Indian burial ground on his bike ride. He knew there was one. He's like, I don't know why, but I felt like I had to go walk on it.
What in the world, dude?
And he was walking on it. And he said, all of a sudden my nose just started bleeding, gushing blood. And he said, I need to sit down for a second. And then he's like, it's almost like I just like closed my eyes and opened them. And he's like, it was just a little darker outside. But then he talks about like up on this hill, he saw this truck and he's like, I don't know why. He's like, but I had to go see who was inside that truck. And he's like climbing up this hill and he got up to the side of this truck. And he said, it was not a human inside this truck. He's like, and even right now, I don't even know if that was a truck I was looking at. He's like, it was almost like blurry mirage,
yeah.
Dreamy feeling. And then he's like, it said it freaked him out, got out of there, and he said he was the most tired he's ever been. And then he went into a gas station, bought some Gatorade, chugged like so much Gatorade, walked out, and the police are like, hey, are you John or whatever? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, you've been missing for 5 hours, your wife called in, they're concerned about you, can we give you a ride home? Yeah.
And he couldn't remember anything besides that.
No.
That's so weird.
But then he talks about this experience to where he's like, what's his name? Ross, the interviewer, is like, what are their intentions? What do you think they're like? And he's like, oh, I met one. He's like, well, okay, well, tell us that.
Yeah.
And apparently, as an adult, still in this program, there was one night to where he was visited, and all of a sudden he like woke up on like if I'm butchering a story, I apologize because I watched it. Like,
no, this is secondhand news.
But basically woke up on a table and he said there was this giant. He said the only way I could describe it was a giant praying mantis. But it could speak to me telepathically.
What was the name of those? Tim Alberino talked about them.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no. Dude, this is so scary. Insecticide.
Was that insecticide?
Insecticide is insectilin.
Insectilin. I think that's it. But he said that.
Dude, imagine like a 10-foot creature looking like a praying mantis laying over you while you're helpless.
He believes those are real. And he says, I believe that the grays are non-biological.
Artificial. Right? Yeah.
Exactly like what Tara
said. Exactly what Alberino said.
No!
Yeah. But he talked about this thing was speaking with him telepathically and basically along the lines of like, stop squirming, stop moving. Let us do our test. We won't hurt you. And it said something like, we can never touch or hurt your soul. That's one thing we have no access to is your soul.
Oh.
And he did this one thing where like cut his cheek or something and he like saw blood and said, see, we can hurt you physically, but we can never hurt your soul. And said, now just relax. And so he's like, and he just laid down. And then he woke up or in his bed, covered in sweat, whatever. Said, I immediately got up. He said, I don't know why. I grabbed my camera and I took a picture of myself in the mirror because I noticed on my arm, there was three bruises, like fingerprint bruises on my inside of my arm and one on top, like something had grabbed me. And he's like, this dude, I mean, he's legit.
Bro, okay, you've been fully convinced you've been literally taken by aliens. How do you live? How do you live on, like, telling people? Like, that's crazy. That's such a difficult thing to, like, truly believe that.
I'm telling, and he's good friends with the guy that was the reconnaissance, or the,
Crouch, or whatever his name is.
No.
I blank out every
retrieval.
Time.
Retrieval.
Yeah,
retrieval.
Yeah, that word is just not in my brain at all.
It's, like, the first thing I think of.
Yeah, he's met this guy, and they, like, talked and stuff, so, like, they're all, like, trying to figure out what the bigger picture of this whole thing is.
I mean, that, it has to be real, man. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not a believer in aliens or any of the great, like, but it's like, how can you deny testimony internationally?
Yeah.
That's consistent. That, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. What is your take on this?
You guys terrify me.
I was like, Corey's been quiet, but he's just been taking it in, getting really scared.
Do you know like how like innocent my day is every day? And then I come in here and then like skinwalkers are real. That's what I gather.
Oh,
from
I got
that.
A,
like,
I got a new one for you. That show.
That movie, Matthew McConaughey's in it, but it's like the kid in
Interstellar?
No.
Describe it more.
The Tower. The Tower.
Dark Tower?
Yes.
Yeah, the Dark Tower series.
It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they can't ruin the spark, but like physically.
Dude.
Like, what are we doing?
It's wild.
Yeah. He believes that they've been a part of our world forever. But especially within the US, he's like, the government's known about it at least before Roswell.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he says he thinks that we now have reverse engineered the technology to be able to shoot down the UAPs, UFOs, their craft. And he's like, my fear is that they were never meant to hurt us. They're just observing. But now that they know that we have the technology to shoot down their craft, they will start becoming more hostile. And then that, for me, I'm just like, I believe that it's not aliens, right? I believe it could be angels and fallen angels or whatever darkness is apart from angels, you know, demons, whatever.
So, question, how do you think the grays are created?
I think...
Like, if they're artificially made, who's creating them?
I think the fallen.
I
know that sounds. There's nothing I can base this.
No,
is
that's
just
what I'm saying. Like
completely speculative.
Yeah,
right?
Like we're talking about spiritual warfare. You think angels versus demons? You think demons, fallen angels? These, yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think they're like. I think that AI is a very ancient technology that we're now discovering.
Yeah,
I don't think it's technology. I think it's technology, but there's a deeper. Sense to it that humans don't fully understand yet.
We think when we see technology, we think ones, zeros, wires, computers, screens. Like, but like it's like time.
Yeah,
we think of it as minutes and hours, but in reality, it's so much more than that.
Yeah, I mean, because I love Tim Alberino's viewpoint on this, where he's just like, they had to have they travel. Like, I mean, in the Book of Ezekiel, especially the vision of them traveling in these craft that are a wheel within the wheel, and said. They didn't change direction or they didn't move, but whichever direction they went or thought it went, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they were in a craft.
Yeah.
And so they had to have made these in a different realm, different whatever. So they have a technology. But I think our understanding of technology is just different from what is eternal technology, you know? It sounds so...
Or
crazy.
Well, no, any technology that's coming from a place with more dimensions than we have, even if it is just like physical, like non-spiritual technology, I don't think we could even do the math on what that tech would look like because we are in this universe limited by the dimensions we are.
And we're not meant to understand it. That's a great thing. But like that's some people, that's a hard pill to swallow because everyone's like, well, it just doesn't make sense on paper after studies. It's like, well, it's... you're trying to understand the understandable. Like you can't.
And it truly does. Again, we're going to go full circle back where it talks about the days that it'll be like the days of Noah.
Yeah.
I think the days of Noah were way more complicated than just people being bad people. right?
Yeah.
I don't think it was just giants, like Nephilim walking around. I think there was this, if you talk about like the Tower of Babel and stuff like that, it's like they, I believe they truly possess this different realm, heavenly type of technology that would could be devastating to humans. It's like the tree of good and evil, right? You'll know good from evil. It's like this is a thing from the heavens, this technology that we should not be messing with, that they were probably messing with in the days of Noah because of the fallen angels introducing all these things. And then I think that's getting reintroduced today through potentially AI, quantum computers.
Now, question. This may be a dumb question, but the knowledge of good and evil, right? They took a bite. Was their stuff passed on through that? Like, was their knowledge actually given?
I believe so.
Like, because like that, we don't talk about like that's like this. I mean, beyond just like our mortality and our own like.
Well, they knew they were naked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but like that's.
But
I wonder
something
if
more
because he promised like you'll like be something. Like him, like almost like, and so it's. It makes me wonder what knowledge did they really possess besides obviously the awareness of outs. It's basically maybe it was just the awareness of anything outside of God.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not really the, I mean, you the knowledge of good and evil. So maybe that was more knowledge of evil than good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great fascinating
I felt dumb
question.
Because I was like, you fasted for 7 years, but it's like, you really don't get answered that much.
I mean,
a lot.
They lost their innocence in a bite. And that's a, you know.
But when you talk about knowledge, when you talk about being like God, like what was the actual consequences of that in a like an actual knowledgeable or physical way? I don't know.
Also, if you think about it, it's just like for Adam and Eve, they didn't know what evil was, right? Or we assume, right? Yeah. And so it's like
by knowing God in the good,
and was
you
the
know
word
evil,
actually evil, almost. Or is it just like will you understand the knowledge of God and without God?
Mm-hmm.
Like the stuff that I've designed for your purpose and the stuff that I've designed that is not for your purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's just like I look at my kids and we just try to remind them like to be grateful, right? Like with what you have and you may not know those certain types of living or anything like that, but you can say, oh, well, I have this, I have these good things in my life. I'm being supplied for in this way. Imagine if it wasn't that way. And so it's like kind of a knowledge, but you don't really have an experience with it. I don't know.
What do you think?
Tripping.
Dude,
Corey, explain this to us, please.
I mean, you're talking about like AI being like an ancient language, and then you get back to the tree with the bite. It's just, I was like thinking, I was like, what if it wasn't like the bite? What if it was like this ancient technology that you were just, or like the knowledge
like
of that to like not like indulge in that. And like they indulged in it, but it was actually like this
I mean,
evil
like,
technology. And it's just like, oh my gosh.
Because we've talked about the Watchers with you, right?
Yeah.
That came down and they did introduce stuff that was from this their heavenly realm, their
heavenly knowledge.
Heavenly knowledge to man. They did not have that the authority to do that.
Yeah.
They took it upon themselves to do that as a rebellion to God, you know? And so that's a very fascinating observation to think about, like the tree of good and evil, right? Is it just past a morality standpoint? Is it like, is there a deeper?
Was that where it started, where it's like, okay, now you do have access to this. It will bring evil. It'll seem good, but it will bring evil.
And the fact that the garden was cut off.
Yeah.
Like no one could go in there.
Holy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely.
Like they put the cherubim with the flaming sword in front of the garden.
Until later.
Yeah.
Until the creation, until heaven. Yeah. Golly, man. I didn't think we were going to get this deep so fast, dude.
That gets me stoked, though,
dude, it kind of does. Gets you pumped up a bit. It gets you kind of like, I mean, I hope like when people hear this, they don't get scared. Like I get excited just to be like, I'm just going to share it with other people. Even if it is just like a simple God bless you at a gas station. It's like, you never know what the conversation will lead to. It's great, man.
Something really weird happened to me. I had a lot of really bad fever dreams during my flu.
Kelsey's been having them this week too.
The weirdest one though, and I'm like, did that just happen? Was I couldn't even like watch TV. I was that sick. I just had to lay down
That's the worst type of sick. I'm like, if I'm sick, at least I get to catch up on my TV shows. There's some that's like, nope.
And I'm just going to call it a dream. But, you know, we talked about the book Imagine the God of Heaven, the NDEs.
Dude, pause.
Okay.
If what you say, and it may not, if what you say has anything to do with Kelsey's dream, I'm going to panic.
Okay, well, you probably set it up for...
But I'm just saying, it scares me already with what you just said.
I left my body.
Okay.
And I was literally, I could see myself on the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, this is exactly what I've read about before. And I wasn't
And you were thinking that?
Yeah.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then I'm like above my house and then like going like in the sky. And then Lily opened the door and is that same narrator goes, you know? And I was like, I said, whoa. I said, okay. She's like, oh, were you sleeping?
In real life, she opened up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, my gosh.
I had apparently the weirdest dream where, like, I was like an NDE. Like, I left my body. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
Goodness, dude. That's scary.
That was weird.
But that's exciting, though. I mean, like, that's a crazy thing. What were you feeling? When you think about it, what does it feel like?
Light? I don't know.
Weird. Word. Dude, Kelsey, that was this morning?
No, that was 2 days ago.
Okay. Kelsey literally had a dream this morning where literally like she experienced like it was a weird situation in the room and then suddenly a light and she's like, it just completely changed.
Were you mad at Lily? You were like,
no,
I was 15 seconds away from like the greatest realization of my life.
It was just death.
And you just,
it was terrible. Going toward the light. No. Like there's a copier that's in our room, like a printer.
Yeah.
And there's like red and blue flashing lights on it. And one night I woke up and I thought it was a drone. And I was screaming at it and throwing stuff at it. And then I realized I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just throwing stuff at the cop here.
like you thought R2-D2 was coming to get you?
Honey, we need a new cop here.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Terrible flu.
Golly, dude. That's weird.
Very weird.
Weird dreams. That's my thing is like whenever I listen to her dreams, I'm like, it's sometimes my mind just goes like, it's dreams, whatever. But like, who knows? God spoke to people through dreams for thousands of years. And like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. It's hard to interpret it.
Yeah, I didn't have dreams at all with the flu. I had like almost a 103 for 4 days. So I don't know how that happened.
When you have a kid who has a fever and starts hallucinating, I literally broke down in tears. Like one time it was like Demi like was like 7. And she had a fever and she went to sleep. And I was like, hey, like, I'm just going to give you some medicine real quick. And then she woke up and was staring all around herself. And it just scared me because she was just like scared and looking around, not even looking at me. She was just looking around and she wouldn't stop shaking. And I just realized it was like just the fever hallucinations. But it's so
terrifying. My brother growing up had the worst hallucination fever dreams. There's one where we went to the, I think I've talked about before on here, the NWTF, the National Wildlife Turkey Federation.
Yeah.
It was like in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And my dad brought me and my brother, and there was a banquet thing that night. It went really late, and there's like a raffle, so my dad stayed. He ended up winning a shotgun out of the raffle.
No way.
That's cool. Yeah.
Dude, what a good night.
But me and my brother went back up to the hotel room, and Taylor got a fever and had one of his hallucinations. And Taylor's always been really strong, like even as a kid. But he woke up and he's like, ah! Help me! Help! And I'm like, ah! Ah! I'm like, what's wrong? And he like was like not even, he couldn't like see me. He was like looking past me. He's like, help me! I'm like, I was in my boxers so as a kid, bolted out of the hotel room, running down the hallway like, Dad! There's no phones either,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's so scary.
Just so happened, my dad was getting off the elevator, coming back to the hotel room, and he came in there like calmed Taylor down. But
oh my goodness! That was
anytime Taylor got a fever.
Dude, that was my college roommate
with a shotgun.
Don't hurry, Taylor! Don't make me do this.
that's what all the guests see is this skinny little kid in boxers run one way, and then your dad with a shotgun chasing you back.
Hey, dude, different times, man.
That was my roommate in college. His name was Micah Boo. He was like 6'4". He had long black hair. Just a beast of a football player. And apparently, like, he would, like, wake up sometimes and, like,
at camp and grab the bunk bed and start shaking it to the point where it's almost breaking. I'm literally, it's my first couple weeks at college, dude. And I wake up in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, him super tall, leaning over me, screaming, "What are you doing here?" I woke up and then he started repeating it. He said, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, I froze, dude, because I was like, I knew he was like freaking out and I'm like in his sleep. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I was like, this guy's gonna kill me. I have no idea. I can't defend myself. It was so scary.
Oh my gosh. Anyways,
good times, man.
I had a huge subject to talk about, but we'll have to save it for next week.
Dude, I have so much to talk about, too.
Well, we can talk about it on Patreon.
Heyo! I want to talk about something crazy. I think Lily's going to love it, but too bad. But there's the first ever cyber farting case.
Wow.
Some lady is going to jail for farting. We're talking about it on Patreon.
All right.
It's happening. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be good.
So make sure you go to patreon.com/ninjasarebutterflies. You don't only get discount codes on swag because you're gonna buy the swag anyway. Might as well get it for cheaper, right? Listen, you get extra episodes every single week on Fridays, and you get those episodes, the full episodes, early, sometimes Monday, Tuesday before they drop on Wednesday. And you get behind the scenes footage. It's absolutely great. And if you need any swag for your church or your organization, whatever, go to sundaycool.com. We got to do hats, stickers, shirts, hoodies, khakis, shoes. We do houses sometimes. We do backyard sheds. We do she sheds. We do rakes.
She sheds by
we do hoses.
Shore.
We do everything you could possibly need.
Yeah. And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube and Spotify, Apple. Like the video, comment on it because it really helps us. I don't know what's happening, but it seems like we're getting blackballed on YouTube right now.
There's some weird stuff happening with everything that gets flagged is Bill Gates, weather manipulation, and drones. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's up with that, but please, guys, share this podcast with a friend. Yep. Leave a comment. Let us know if you live out in the wilderness or in the city.
Alone.
And where? What state? What region would you live in? Because I think that's specific. I'm Florida, but let's let everyone.
I'd do
else.
North Carolina.
Ooh,
yeah,
they're on fire right now. Mm. More Patreon content. Here we go. Yeah. We're going to talk about it.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Love you.
You.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank see you.
Happy
Corey.
Birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. You. Love you guys. See you later. Goodbye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
Has an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas are dead.
Good episode so far. This is fun.
Yay.
It's different.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That wasn't a real... Like, you didn't spend money on that private investigator.
No, that was...
Oh. The whole time I was listening to this, I was like...
Dude.
I was like, dude, oh my gosh. My leg was shaking, so I was like having a panic attack. I was like, there's no way this is happening to Andy right now.
You just found our outro.
Yeah, dude.